Now, straight from the headlines, we bring you the latest top newsmakers.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at the San Diego Performance Academy. Now, all week we've been talking about controversies in judicial races and specifically some controversies involving the San Diego County Bar Association's rating system. And today I am here with Carla Keene, who is a candidate for the Superior Court Judge seat number 20. And Carla, I understand that you are coming out with some pretty hard-hitting billboards in your campaign. I think this is a first in a judicial race. Tell us about that.
Well, Miriam, I think the billboards speak for themselves, and I think it's important that the voters know the truth about their elected officials, including judges, and that the fact that one of the judicial candidates, Judge Lisa Schall, has a criminal conviction, I think that's something the voters have a right to know.
So the billboard specifically, I understand that on one side it says to vote for Carla Keene, the only candidate not convicted of a crime. And on the other side, it says nobody's above the law, not even judges. Now, were you surprised to find, as I think some people may have been, that the County Bar Association, they rated you qualified, but they rated your opponent, the incumbent judge, well qualified?
Yes, that's a good question. Well, as you know, I'm an honors graduate of Princeton University and University of California Hastings College of Law. I served as an Army captain, was discharged with an honorable discharge. I've been a law professor this fall. And in fact, I just received an outstanding rating for my annual review from the U.S. Attorney's Office, where I've been for 18 years. And I just have to laugh and say, well, what does it take to get a well-qualified rating?
And you've, for the record, you've not had any negative ratings or any disciplinary actions by the State Bar Association or anything, any blight on your legal record?
That's correct. And my opponent, who did receive that well-qualified rating, she has three judicial admonishments, one for getting personally involved in a juvenile matter, the second one for abuse of the contempt power by throwing a female litigant in custody without due process of law, and a third judicial admonishment stemming from her arrest for driving drunk the wrong way down a four-lane divided highway. She then had the case continued for 6 months until 1 week after the ballot closed for the last election. And this is really the first election. This is the first election that the voters have the opportunity and have the knowledge of my opponent's background.
Judicial admonishments are extremely rare. We've done a little research on this, and we found that less than 1% of sitting judges get even one admonishment, and she's had multiple admonishments. Now, in addition, equally seriously, maybe more seriously, she's also had a conviction for reckless driving. She actually originally was arrested for a DUI, drunk driving, on the wrong side of the road, which was pled down to the reckless driving.
It's reckless driving with alcohol conditions, alcohol-related reckless driving.
Yeah, so it really begs the question, I guess, of what goes into the Bar Association's ratings. In all fairness to the Bar, which does not have a representative here today, and we have asked them, by the way, to explain their ratings on some of these candidates, but they rate this, according to their website, on a variety of criteria. Interestingly, education is not one of them. Where did your opponent get her educational degree from?
That's on her website. She went and received a combined undergraduate and law degree in 3 years from Western State, which was unaccredited in 1977 when she graduated.
So it was an unaccredited law school, and here yours is from UC San Francisco Hastings. Very interesting on that. But as far as criteria that they list, education not being one of them, they do list knowledge of the law. They list trial experience, writing and research skills. A lot of these things are kind of subjective, though. Judicial temperament, fairness, objectivity, courtesy and patience, judgment, common sense, compassion and understanding, integrity, and a few other things, physical and mental health, courage. And then there's this kind of nebulous category of any other factor that might affect the candidate's ability to serve as a judge. Do you think that the rating system is as transparent as you would like to see it?
Well, it's not transparent at all, and there really are no specific measurable, articulable factors that, and more importantly, there's no explanation of why an individual gets a certain qualification. And in terms of well-qualified, it begs the question, what is my opponent well-qualified for?
Yeah, interesting. For those of you that may have not heard our discussions on this earlier in the week, there were also some questions over people who were ranked lacking qualifications. Nobody in your race got a lacking qualifications, but some other races, there were three candidates that did. At least one of them had a very extensive resume of things that she's done in the legal field, you know, and it really raised some questions. And she was alleging that she was receiving this rating because of a blog entry that she had criticizing a judge who took a woman that had been raped by her husband. He was convicted of this, of sodomy, and then turned around and ordered this woman to pay him alimony. So that particular candidate had actually taken this attorney had gone and lobbied the legislature to pass a law to prevent that from ever happening to any other woman who was a victim of
violent sexual abuse.
That you shouldn't have to pay alimony. And she got a lacking qualifications rating. She alleges because she spoke out against a sitting judge before she was even a candidate. We've had others where there were some blights, perhaps. One was facing some disciplinary action by the bar himself, which he's appealing, and another had been ordered by a judge or stipulated in a judgment signed by a judge to change his ballot statement because he had inflated some claims that were made on his resume or on his ballot statement about his educational experience and his legal experience. So I guess begs the question of, it seems like the pendulum maybe has swung perhaps too far. On the one hand, we had well-intentioned effort perhaps by the Bar Association to try to educate the people more so that we would know if somebody had been disciplined by the bar or something like that. Voters would have a clue and have an idea. And on the other hand, now we seem to be seeing these ratings given out what may seem somewhat capriciously. Somebody who has a lot of qualifications rated not well qualified, and somebody else, in the case of your opponent, who actually has had a criminal conviction and multiple admonishments. Judge Lisa Shaw. So what is the answer here? If you could wave a magic wand, what would you do to make this ratings system more fair and more accurate? Or do you think it should just be abolished altogether, Carla?
I have a twofold answer. One is we vote for president, vice president, governor, all the elected officials, and there is no special rating system. We use our same common sense, and really, in the modern age, we have a great tool. We have the internet, we have Google, and there is just a huge amount of information that's readily available. And in my specific race, I invite the voters to Google me, Carla Keene, and Google my opponent, Lisa Shaw, S-C-H-A-L-L. There's an abundance of information about both of us. We do not have to rely on a small committee. And the factors that you pointed out seem to indicate there might be a rubber stamp process going on.
Now, Judge Shaw, in all fairness, she's not here today. She has served on the bench for over 28 years, primarily in family law. Another objective criteria that one can use for evaluating judges is how often their decisions are reversed on appeal. So how many times has Judge Shaw been reversed by an appellate court?
It's my understanding she's been reversed in whole or in part 13 times.
13 times.
We certainly welcome a conversation with Judge Shaw as well, if she is available to come on the show.
As a veteran, do you believe it's important to have some judges on the bench who have that type of experience? Is that an unusual experience for judges to have?
Yes, Miriam. You know, in San Diego County, 14% of our population are veterans, and especially now where we have Marines, we have sailors coming back with PTSD and many of the sacrifices that they've had by serving, it's very important to have elected officials and judges who know of their sacrifices and can deal with them and can deal with their legal problems, whether they be criminal or civil, with the respect and the knowledge that they deserve. I was a captain in the Army. I've since, in my service as a U.S. attorney, dealt with individuals with PTSD, and I am active in some veterans groups, and I really feel that's very important, especially on the bench. We only have 4 or 5 judges. We have an underrepresentation of veterans on the bench.
And how many Superior Court judges are
there? There's 125.
120, so only about 4 of those or 5 of those have military backgrounds. Very interesting. Thank you for sharing that information.
Thank you, Mayor.
Do you have any parting thoughts for us on this?
Yes, I do, Miriam. My biggest opponent is apathy. It's very important to get out and vote on June 3rd. In fact, judge races are very important, and the position of judge is very important because more than any other elected official you're going to vote for on June 3rd, you're more likely to see a San Diego Superior Court judge. There's a 40% chance that at some point in your life you're going to be there to inherit some money, perhaps to get married, to adopt a child, or for a criminal or civil matter. And when you're in that courtroom and you're looking at that person in the black robe, at that point you're going to understand how important it is to have a person who has the integrity, the experience, and the engagement in that process to make the right decisions and to know that your case will be heard and treated fairly and with respect.
Very good. For those of you that turned in late, we've been speaking with Carla Keen, who is a candidate for the San Diego County Superior Judge Seat 20 on the June ballot. Carla, thank you very much for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
Thank you so much, Miriam.